Father, I ask that these few words of charge to Brian Tabb would be used as an instrument to achieve that vision in his and our life and in the life of this school. I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. So my charge to you, Brian Tabb, as the third president of Bethlehem College and Seminary, may be spoken in a rhyming couplet, iambic tetrameter, okay? Hold fast the word unchanged and true. Let insight, joy, and song be new. Hold fast the word unchanged and true. Let insight, joy, and song be new. Hold fast the word unchanged and true. Be like those who in Luke 8:15, the good soil, they held it fast. They held fast in an honest and good heart, and they bore fruit. Hold fast the word unchanged and true. Be like the lovers of the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15. I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, by which you are being saved, if you hold it fast. Hold fast the word unchanged and true. Be a guardian of the apostolic traditions like 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by a letter. Hold fast the word unchanged and true. Be dogged in holding our confession, Hebrews 4, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Hold fast the word, unchanged and true. Be obedient to Jesus. In Revelation 2:25, only hold fast what you have until I come. Hold fast the word unchanged and true. You are our leader, our pace setter, our example, our ethos builder, our inspiration, our truth protector. So here are some particulars as far as our school goes. I charge you to hold fast. Hold fast to the inerrant word of God, the Bible. For the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. Scripture cannot be broken. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings from the honeycomb. Don't let it go. Hold fast to the precious, infinitely valuable, inerrant word of God, the Bible. Second, hold fast to Reformed soteriology. That is, hold fast to the unchanged truth that our great salvation is a decisive work of God, start to finish. He chose you. He predestined you. He died for you. He rose for you. He bore your sins. He took your condemnation. He called you. He caused your new birth. He gave you saving faith. He forgave your sins. He adopted you. He guards you. He sustains you. He keeps you. He sanctifies you. He perfects you. And he will bring you to God where there is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. And whatever contributions we make in the obedience of faith to our salvation, It is not we, but the grace of God that is with us, working in us what is pleasing in His sight, so that our salvation from eternity to eternity, start to finish, redounds to the glory and the sovereign grace of God. Hold fast to the infinitely valuable Reformed soteriology. God saved us, and not we ourselves. Third, hold fast to the fullest glorification of God through the joy of God's people in God. Hold fast to Christian hedonism, by whatever name. Hold fast to the serious joy that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. Or as Paul put it once, I will boast all the more gladly. Hedonistos, from which we get hedonism. Gladly. I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may rest on me. Hold fast to the truth that gladness in Christ in weakness magnifies the glory of Christ. Yes, it does. We love that truth. Don't let it go. Fourth, hold fast the beauty of manhood and womanhood biblically, as God created them and orders them in complementary relationships. Hold fast to marriage as a lifelong covenant union between a man and a woman, with the man taking his cues from Christ as the head of his wife, and the wife taking her cues from the faithful, submissive, loved body of Christ, the church. Hold fast to the burden that men must bear as those responsible for the pastoral leadership of the church. Hold fast to the truth that God has spoken in Scripture and in nature. Men are men all the way down, all the time. Women are women all the way down, all the time. And this is a godly, glad, and glorious thing. Don't let that go. Hold fast to them all, Brian. All the precious realities of the affirmation of faith. Hold fast the word unchanged and true. And in all your steady, solid, stable, unflinching, unchanging, holding fast what is true, let insight, joy, and song be new. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, bless His name, tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly, newly, freshly to be praised. Now, when David, or the psalmist, if it wasn't David, I can't remember. I don't think David is at the head of this one. When the psalmist said that, he did not mean write a new Bible. He did not mean find a new doctrine. He didn't mean bow to a new Lord. He didn't mean bless a new name. He didn't mean tell a different salvation. He didn't mean praise a novel glory. He didn't mean be amazed at a greatness that's never existed before. He didn't mean that. He meant hold fast the word unchanged and true, and by all means, let insight, joy, and song be new. You have a great faculty. These men and women have amazingly gifted eyes to seek and find treasures in the Bible. The Word of God unchanged and true. The Word of God and the world of God is like an ocean of insight without any bottom and without any shore. Inspire these teachers. Challenge them. Equip them. Pay them to see what is really there, insights they may never have seen before, and they then will train students to do the same. Will you not? Every scribe, and these are worthy scribes, who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings forth out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Matthew 13:52. Old truth, new insight. Let insight, joy, and song be new. Let joy be new. Weeping may tarry for the night, joy comes in the morning. Now, we know here at Bethlehem that there is a serious joy that endures through the night. Sorrowful yet always rejoicing, 2 Corinthians 6:10. But dawn is not darkness. Dancing is not weeping. Birth is not death. The joy of the bridegroom coming out of his chamber at sunrise is not the same joy as the joy of an old man after 60 years of marriage standing by the grave of his wife. They're all different. All of them are different. Every joy is different. The mercies are new every morning. The joys are new every morning and every evening. Birth and death. Know this, Brian. Savor this, live this, and pray this until education in serious joy in this school is new every morning. Let insight, joy, and song be new. If our president and our faculty and our students are finding new insights in the ocean of God's unchanging truth, and if we are tasting new joys every morning and evening, we will sing new songs. And we will sing old songs better than we ever have. So I wrote a song that we're going to sing right now. You're going to help me sing this song, and we're going to sing it over Brian. You don't have to sing. You can sing if you want to. But you're going to help me sing. It's to the tune of All people that on earth do dwell. Enough of you know that we can do this. All right, so they're going to put my verse, three verses. And the reason this song came into being is because the last two lines are my charge. So I thought of the charge and I put a hymn on top of it. Why don't you stand up? I think we sing better when we do that. God's truth stands like his holy name. No origin nor e'er became. Eternal, absolute, the same. For Thank you.